930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning, Jason and Dale, is at your service today. Jason and Dale, how are you?
We're doing great.
Great.
Good to be here.
You know, I'm going to start off here. We're going to pick on Jason a little bit, even though we love Jason. Jason, we missed you last month, but me and Dale took the show by storm.
We had a good time.
I heard.
We had a fan base.
We have a fan base?
We have a fan base now. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, what happened while I was gone?
We got AC groupies.
Oh, we got one or two, maybe. Huh?
Goodness.
Well, welcome back, Jason. We're glad to have you back. We did miss you last month, but the team's back together again, and you know there's so much to talk about with the change in climate. I mean, Maryland is so weird with weather, as you well know. I mean, we were warm one day, a couple days we were like in the 60s, maybe
70s. It was almost 75, 80 degrees one day. It was hot.
It's amazing, and then all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom, you're back to freezing again.
Yep.
So climates are changed, but spring has sprung, as they say. So, you know, summer right around the corner, it's going to be uncomfortably hot, as Maryland can get sometimes. I wanted to talk about what people could do to kind of get their air conditioning ready for summertime.
Well, you know, right now we have that our March Mayhem special, which is our Comfort Club special. So we're offering to people that don't have our regular maintenance program a time to come in and get one checkup for the same price. So $107 to fully go through your system. But to answer your question, our maintenance program, they really need to have their systems looked at before it gets hot. You know, and that falls true in the winter, you know, in the fall as well, before the heating comes on. But we're in air conditioning mode, as you say, spring has sprung, and it's a great time to get ahead of the game here before it does get to be 80, 85 degrees. And let's get these systems checked out. You know, we also have the $69 tune-up, which gives we can go through the system thoroughly and just make sure everything's working. If it's not, you know, we'll let you know, but hopefully it is. But, you know, we don't want to come up to that 85-degree day and all of a sudden water starts pouring out of your air conditioner into the house, or, you know, it doesn't work at all. A little heads up would be great.
Yeah, and this time of year, I mean, it's March, and it's up and down weather-wise, but this is the earliest cherry blossom's ever bloomed.
Yes, my allergies feel every bit of
it. Allergies is a big deal for right now, but it's going to be a hot summer, so you might as well get it ready now, because you know it's going to be warm this year. It's already been hot a couple days, and the forecast for it to get cool, but it's going to get hot again, so now's the time to really start looking at it and thinking about what's going to happen in the summertime.
And that's why we have the specials this time of year, because we try to entice people to go ahead and do that, because we really don't want to have to be doing these maintenances for it's not really a maintenance when you call us on an 85-degree day and it's not working.
It's a
now it's a problem. Right. So it skips our maintenance. So we give specials out this time of year to try to get ahead of the game. It helps the customer. It helps us. It's just everybody's happy this way, right? Because, it's too late once it's 90 degrees.
When you react to a situation, it's a problem. Proactive. Be proactive makes it a big help for us and for the customer.
Now, you heard of March Madness. So this is March Mayhem.
March Mayhem.
March Mayhem. I like that. Very good. Now, what do you... A lot of times when you're doing the routine maintenance, what would you say that you encountered the most as far as problems when you're doing the maintenance? I'm sure there's a number of things, but what would be...
Clogged drain lines.
And
it sounds something very simple, but it can be a catastrophe, especially if your indoor unit is in a basement, finished basement, or in an attic. An air conditioner, believe it or not, on a hot, humid day can make 10 to 15 gallons of water a day.
Wow.
And if that water's going straight into your house, dumping into your house somewhere, depending on where that is. And if it's clogged, if it doesn't have any safety protocol on it, and that's another thing, you know, when we come and clean it, and if it doesn't have any safety protocol, what that means is if water starts backing up, there's a safety switch that shuts the system down. Says, we're not going to let you run anymore because we don't want to cause catastrophe, flooding the house. So we take care of that as well. But that's probably the biggest.
The most catastrophic thing is to have that drain line.
I mean, really, I would rather just have my air conditioner just flat out not work than destroy my house.
Yeah.
In fact, when I leave here, I'm going to look at somebody's house. It's a friend of mine, but I'm going to look at their house. They had a water issue, so we're going to see what kind of problem it caused. But yeah, they've got water throughout their house.
I never knew that, but you're right, because then you're talking about, you know, you having to pay for restoration to get the water out.
Yeah, they're calling a restoration company. What's the name, ServPro? They got ServPro in there tearing the... I don't know if they're going to have to take the floors up. I'm not sure.
They're going to have to... Well, I'll tell you right now, you're dealing with the homeowner's insurance now. At that point, it's a major deal when you have a water leak in your house.
And what happens with your homeowner's insurance? If you have to use them, your rates go...
Your rates go up, but you also have a deductible to deal with, so you got that. But then you're just out of air conditioning, you're out of... You know, the time and effort to, you know, people come.
So, what would have been simpler, just to have a little 107.5 inspection or a $69 tune-up? You know, we have different options for people. Our staff is experienced, and they know how to explain it to a customer when they call in to try to figure out what they need. But, you know.
And then you're getting into mold, too.
So the problem just grows.
You know, I mean, it's just a...
When you get water and you deal in your house, and it just can take a day or two when you start getting mold.
And the reason why I keep mentioning all these bad things is because I really want people to understand. Sometimes people might say, well, oh, man, I don't have, you know, the $100, you know, $106 this week to get inspected. Well, I mean, if something is wrong, it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more than $100, as we just talked about.
Yeah. And you may be put out of your house for a little bit.
Yeah, you'll definitely be out of your house. Yeah. And then the other concern we run into is just the coils get very dirty, and then we got to clean them. But if they're not clean and they stay really, really dirty, well, that runs your system a lot higher pressure than it need to, the head pressure. So you're going to have the system running a little harder, and it may cause major problems to it.
And your electric bill is going to go up.
Your electric bill is going to go up. So that could be devastating, too, because... You know, getting new systems not cheap. So if you just can clean it to keep it more efficient and keep it running, it's going to save you a whole lot more money. $100 is nothing compared to a new system cost. So you might as well keep it clean and keep it up to date.
What other inspections do you all normally do when you do your inspections?
There's the indoor and outdoor portion, right? So we start. It doesn't matter where you start. You know, our technicians have their different ways of doing it, but routines. But you go into the indoor unit. We take all the panels off. We check the cleanliness of it. We check the drain. We check wires. We check there's what's called capacitors for the motors. We check to make sure they're in spec. They're not getting ready to go bad, because we can tell that. We have a little machine that we plug into it. Then we go to the outside unit, do the same thing. They have the same components. As far as that goes, we check the cleanliness. If it needs washed, we wash it. Then we start it up, and we run it through, you know, a heat and cool mode. Make sure it's switching back and forth. Go to the thermostat. Make sure the thermostat works. We also want to take the homeowner and go through everything we did and show them. If you hear this making a funny noise, or have you heard anything? Because lots of times... Well, they'll be like, you know what? Every night at 10 p.m., we hear this funny noise. Oh, well, let's check into that, right? We like to know a little bit, kind of like a doctor asks a bunch of questions.
Now, in my house, it could be my snoring. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm with you there.
But make sure they know how to operate the thermostat. Have your electric bills had any swings in them? You know, we just want as much data as we can, because it gives us a heads up where to look as well.
If there's a room that's not getting heat or cool as the other rooms are, we need to know that, because it could be an airflow issue. It could be a duct system issue. It could be the ducts are dirty. It could be that there is the damper that's closed or something. So there's things that we can do to help with the airflow in the house if there's an issue with that, too. So they just have to talk to us and let us know.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like you read my mind. It's almost like we discussed what we were going to talk about today, because I was going to segue into why it's important to get your ducts cleaned. Yeah.
It's a big deal. When you get your ducts cleaned, and people don't realize it, how much dirt and debris is in that ductwork. You clean your house every single day or vacuum it once a week or whatever. You never clean the ductwork, and that ductwork is the air that you breathe every single day. And it also can help, you know, it make your house dustier, more dusty in your house. So it's very important to have not only ducts cleaned every so often. I mean, they don't have to be done every year, but, you know, every 10 years or so at least, you should get your ducts cleaned. And when we do a duct cleaning, we not only clean it under high pressure, which gets all the debris and stuff out of the ducts, but then we put a disinfectant in there to help disinfect for any mold or mildew or anything inside the ductwork. So it seals it off. We seal off the ductwork from the registers, and we put this material in there, and it really helps clean it, make it sanitize the ducts. And then the best thing to do after that is to put what we call a Patriot or Warrior air cleaner system on there to help sterilize the ducts. It's like a UV light technology that attacks viruses, bacteria, mold, and keeps your ducts clean for a longer period of time.
Now, for somebody who has asthma like myself and allergies, I suffer through it bad. Would you recommend for somebody like me to get it clean more times than the actual person who doesn't suffer from allergies and stuff like that, or about the same?
I'd say the same, but okay. What we want to do differently is really put that warrior or patriot system in there, because that's going to help keep the particulates down and also help with like a mold, viruses, things like that will get in your ductwork. It helps a lot with
that. And our 5-inch filter media.
Yeah, and
then we do have filters that will filter out pollen and such, so, and pet dander. So and that will also help keep your ducts cleaner in the future. But
and reduce,
you have to think of your heating and air conditioning system as almost like a central vac, right? Because you have an intake and you have a where the air blows out as well. So that if it's sucking in air all the time, and especially if you have pets, I mean, there's no way around it. It's going to move pet hair or pet dander, and it's going to suck it up, and it's going to go right into your ductwork. So depending on how good your filter is, a lot of it's going to go through that filter.
And that's something that, you know, if you're a customer out there and they're bringing you over to the house, it's probably a good thing to mention to you guys, too, is that you have bad allergies or you have asthma, and then you'll kind of, you know, mm-hmm. work even harder to try to help curb the issues they may have with asthma or allergies.
For sure. You know, we don't want to come into a house and be a salesman to you, right. But we do need to listen. You know, we just need to be there to listen and ask the right questions. I mean, if we come into the house and, you know, you have pets, I mean, we probably, and you're sneezing, we probably ought to bring it up, right? I mean, there's a need there. And at least present it and say there is a solution for the problem you have. And that's all we want to do.
I mean, some people don't realize there's things we could do to help them feel better every single day.
Right, and, not just medication. It's not always just medication.
It's not. It's right. Indoor air quality. And it could be adding humidity to your house in the wintertime. It could be, you know, like Jason said, those 5-inch media filters are very good. The Warrior Air Cleaner, the Patriot, it's the same product, but it's a very good product to get rid of again, viruses and bacteria, mold. And also, it helps with the odors in your house.
So the Warrior Air Cleaner, I've never actually heard of that before. It sounds like it's a pretty good product. Can you kind of elaborate more on it?
It is. It's so the Warrior, they called it the Warrior, now they call it the Patriot. I'm not sure why they changed the name, but it does the proceeds of it go to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome there. So
and that's probably why you guys, I know you guys
that's
are
how we started.
That is. Okay. There's another product they have just like it, and we decided we wanted to partner up with that one because it's we love to give back. And then the customers do too. You know, it's anytime we can buy something, you know, I'm all like buying America and that type of thing, and then this is another way we can give back. So, but it's a great product too. So, I mean, it has to meet that requirement, and we've all put one in our house. We've got them in the office. Definitely yep. makes a big difference. But what it does is UV, you know, it will kill viruses, bacteria, and it's up to like 99%.
Really?
You know, it. By the time COVID was about halfway through, they got it cleared that it would kill the COVID virus. But we didn't tout that a whole lot. I didn't want to be like a fear-mongering type, right. You know, but yeah. It did. Definitely flu viruses, things like that. But what it has a UV, and then it has a charcoal shroud over it. And whenever you take charcoal and the UV, and it has a titanium plate, what it does is it creates a... Basically, you know, like a catalytic converter in your car removes those odors and VOCs from your home as like a catalytic reaction. And VOCs are volatile organic compounds. So if you have new furniture, new carpet, just all those type of things, they have formaldehyde in them. They off-gas. And not very good for you, really. It causes a lot of allergy problems in people. They don't even realize that's what's going on. And this helps remove that. Almost 90-some percent of it.
And it cleans itself because of the UV light. You just have to replace the bulb every 1 to 3 years, depending on how long.
Yeah. So it's very low maintenance. You know, I don't like to get so far deep into it every time because it sounds like I'm trying to really sell something up. But well, it does lot of stuff.
I want you to because I think it's important because, you know, when you... when you have a cleaning material, you clean your table after you eat dinner, okay? You want to disinfect it, you know, mm-hmm. disinfect your counters. It's the same thing with your air conditioning because it's blowing out. You know what I mean?
For
so
sure.
you want to make sure you disinfect the inside. So that's why I really wanted you to get into it because I don't want the listeners to just hear the name of the product. I want them to know why the product's important. And if you have allergies out there, you know, and if you have asthma, it's a product that sounds really good. So I think it's great that you actually explained it so people understand.
Yeah, it's a fairly it looks simple, but it's a pretty high tech device. You know, and UV's been around for years. Right. Well, I mean, look at the sun. The sun disinfects stuff. Yeah. I mean, if we could get the sun to come through our house and just shine on everything, hey, we wouldn't even need this, right? But it's we close ourselves up, we seal it up, we turn the air conditioning on. I mean, air conditioning is a great thing, but I mean, if you know, if we could just leave with the doors open all the time, and you know, other than allergies, I guess, and pollen, but you know, we need to clean our air in our homes. It's
and another question I had for you, especially coming up in the summertime. A lot of people have air conditionings that are old, very old. They can just break down any time. You know, I know it depends on different brands, different types, but what's the average life of an air conditioning usually? And when should you start to really think, okay, you know what? I really better think about getting a new one because this is going to die anytime. And you don't want it to die, obviously, during the summer.
Yeah, so go back to the brand thing. We have our particular brands we like. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a Lennox dealer. We think they make a premium product. We have some other brands we sell. But more than that, that's not the major part of it. The major part of it is, first, how it was installed.
Big part.
Was it installed? Yeah. The biggest part.
It is.
I'm going to say that's before even maintenance. And that was what I was going to say second. But how it was installed. Was it installed correctly? Was it, you know, did somebody do some design factors? I mean, there's some math that needs to go into this, you know, the parameters. And second, do you have a maintenance plan on it? Would you, you know, how long, Chris, is your car going to last if you never change oil?
Right. Good point.
Never
good
change
point,
oil.
Jason, yes.
Or how point. Long is it going to last if you just change it once a year? I mean, we don't do cars by years, right? We do it by how many miles, right? So, you know, well, maybe you'll get 300,000 if you change it every 4,000 miles, your oil. Maybe you'll get 100,000 if you change it once a year. Maybe you'll get less if you never do anything to it, right? So a heat pump, you know, if it's installed correctly, which let's assume it is, and you have a maintenance program, 15 years. You know, and you know, and some people will say, well, I've got one that lasts 30, an AC unit that lasts 25 years. Well, that very well could be if you have only AC. A heat pump runs almost all year long. Our AC season here is what, 4 months?
Yeah, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. So, you know, we're less than a half the year of runtime.
Yeah.
So a heat pump, they do a lot of work. They're almost always running. And in this time of year, you know, last week we might have flipped it to air conditioning. Now we're back to heat again.
Right.
So, and because of that, they need maintenance. And treat them well, and they'll last.
So the average, what you'll see, if you Google it, you'll see 12 years. That's what you're going to see. 12 years is the average heat pump. Now, that takes into factor. We've replaced some that are 5 years old. We've replaced some that are like 30 years old. It just depends on what Jason, all everything that Jason just said really depends. And we got, I've been to ones on five. I'm like, it's only 5 years old. Why am I replacing this thing? And I go out and look at it. I'm like, yeah, well, it needs to be replaced because it was either installed wrong or it's just a mess because it was never cleaned. So if you do the maintenance and have it installed correctly, it'll last much longer. We expect our systems to last, you know, 12 to 15 plus years.
Yeah.
That's what we expect.
It's interesting that the manufacturer, almost all manufacturers will warrant their parts for 10. Okay. So, you know, so they kind of know what's going to, they take that average and kind of figure out, you know, a lot of our systems, they'll go past that. We won't even have to worry about it. But then we've got some that they're not going to maintenance them, you know. And so they kind of go on the low side of that average. You know, they don't even go to 12. They go to 10 because they know they're going to get abused.
And you were talking about Lennox. I mean, you know, obviously you do other brands. Lennox is your preferred brand.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a great brand. Can you talk a little bit about them?
So Lennox is a great piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. But more than that, they're a great company. So I know this may sound a little hooky, but, you know, we have a culture at our company. And it, you know, we like to do business with companies that match our culture and our mission, our vision, and that's community and taking care of our people. And Lennox, they not only take care of us, but they take care of their employees as well. I mean, we have great relationships with them.
Absolutely.
If we have a customer that really has a problem, you know, and let's say that 10-year parts is expired or I mean, they just had the worst luck in the world, right? And I mean, by the letter of the law, I mean, it should be expired. There's nothing we can do for them. And, you know, lots of times you just need to dig down and help. I mean, maybe the poor person's had, we're all human. They've had bad luck. You know, they're in the hospital, they're older.
Yeah, you think it happens.
We just got to help, you know, we got to help our community. So Lennox is that type. They're like, you know what? Let's throw the rule book out. We're gonna take care of this. And we have a territory manager that's just totally, he's more on the side, how can we fix it, instead of trying to say, no, we can't do this.
So and, that's the thing, and their core values are very similar to ours. And when we deal with Lennox, we deal directly with Lennox. With other manufacturers, there's many of them out there, Trane, Bryant, Carrier, York, we deal with the distributor first, and then they deal with the manufacturer. So we get direct access to the manufacturer. They come visit us periodically. They're in touch with us every single day. John Flynn's now texting me right now about stuff. So they're constantly helping us out, and they'll do the right thing. They always step up and say it's do the right thing.
And that's important, because then you can get back to the customer a lot faster if you're not going through middlemen.
Right. You know, and we're so comfortable. We're like, Lennox will take care of that. Or we will. One of the two of us, and usually it's, you know, we don't expect Lennox to take care of all the burden. We're in this too. We're a team. And so it's just like another team member to our Johnson & Johnson team. So they're great to work with. It's not like working with a corporate giant.
And it's important. I don't think it's hokey. I think it's important. I think it's good to match up your core values with your employees you hire, because you want them to have your core values and the companies that work with, that you partner with.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I mean, that's what your customers want and expect.
Yep, yeah. That's exactly why we
have. For us to deliver, we have to have a culture that, you know, that we all embrace. And our team does that, and we're excited to go out and perform our best for our customers with empathy and, you know, love for them.
Right. And we talked about this prior, like Feel the Love program, but it is something that Lennox is very big on, and it's in the fall time where they give a free furnace away to somebody. And they're not just doing that here in our little region here, that Frederick and Martinsburg area. They're doing it in every little town in the United States. So they do hundreds of these things throughout the year.
Yeah, any Lennox dealer in North America, if they want to join up, they will do it.
They do it. So that's a big deal that they're doing. And they're giving back to the community. And that's a big part of who we are.
Yeah.
So that's one reason we tie in.
It's a free system they're giving away all the way across North America to any Lennox dealer like us that wants to do it. So, I mean, you're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. And then, you know, and then they let us join in and make it our own thing, too. So that's when we do the little mini house makeover. So we're like, wow, Lennox is going to do this. We need to step it up as well.
That's a great partnership. Friendly competition, it sounds like, with helping people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to step up a little bit. It only benefits the people.
Well, you know,
it benefits
the
public.
You know, we were amazed. I mean, one year, you know, our Lennox supplier, the team members from the Gaithersburg store,
they
came down and they showed up and they were out painting with us and working. So, you know, they stepped it up again. So it's just a lot of fun.
And there's nothing like helping community, man.
It's a great company to deal with and be part of. And that's our, you know, that's not the only company we deal with, but that's our main one we deal with. So
I also, this is a thing that I want to talk about, and everybody loves hearing the S word, specials.
Yeah. Specials.
So may I please ask what specials we got going on? I'm going to be listening intently here.
Oh, we talked about the March Mayhem with the service.
Right.
With the 107.5, 107.
50.
And that's just a maintenance program that we do every year, but it's a one service. Everybody can get it. And we come out and we don't just look at the system. We actually do work on it and get it ready for you for the summertime. And that's going on right now. Please take advantage of that, because that kind of, we talked about this entire time about maintenance and longevity of equipment. That's a big part of that.
Yeah.
So that's
107.50 might sound a little weird, but our comfort club is 215. So you take that in half and it's 107.50. So it's a one-time visit. Our comfort club is, we come out twice a year. But we wanted to offer the community a special that our members get. You know, our members are like, you know, they're fine with that. You know, they get that special privilege. But this is a one time. We wanted to get everybody ready for summer. So we're like, come out. We're going to give you the same thing we give our members, one time out. Give us a try. I guarantee you're going to sign up for a comfort club for the next one.
You're going to see how great
it is. Yeah, you're going to see how great it is.
The other thing, the bigger special we have is on a system replacement. And if you're going to do that, we just drop something. We're going to do that. We are going to give a new system away, and we're also going to look at replacing the furnace or the water heater if you need a new system. So it's only 1 week left. This is a Saturday. We're coming out. It's the end of March. It's our biggest deal we have all year. Call us. Check us out on our Facebook. Go to jandjcomfort.com. That's jandjcomfort.com. And we'll have a list of our specials there as well. But if you do it now, it's going to be our best special of the year. And you get the price of, or you get a free water heater with a system installed. Or
free
you get
water heater, man.
It's a big deal. That's a big number. That could be $2,500 in value.
February, we just did the furnace, but we were like, you know what? We started going to a lot of homes, and they needed hot water heaters as well. So we're like, let's give them the option.
And a furnace could be, you know, $900 to $2,500 off the price of a system. So it just depends on which system you choose. And that's on top of there's some federal tax credits that go along with systems too. So if you get one that qualifies for the federal tax credit, well, next year when you do your taxes, you'll get $2,000 back from the government. So that's a big deal. So you're getting $2,000 back. You're getting a great deal. And we on sort of qualified equipment, we offer certain financing options, 0% for 60 months. So it's just you get a combination of different specials, and it's just the best time of year.
How about the manufacturer rebates?
Yeah, and there's some manufacturer rebates from Daikin and from Lennox up to $1,300.
How about the utility rebates?
Utility rebates start on April 1st, and they are new ones for Potomac Edison. It's going to be in Maryland only, so they can go up to, I think, $1,300. Is that what I saw, Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, my glasses. Yeah. So that's another special. So there's a whole bunch of things that can be combined together to make it. I mean, these things have gotten more and more expensive over time. When you do something to your house, it's one of the most expensive things you can do. Get a roof and an HVAC system. But now it does help you put a dent in it if you get these specials.
You know, and one thing, and I know I mentioned it, we have less than a minute left here, but I mentioned it before, and you just mentioned it. I want to make sure people understand because times are tough. That was no interest charge for how long?
60 months. So you can get a new system, a nice system, a high efficiency system, lower electric bills for like $225, $250, even lower than that, but that's for a really high efficiency system. So not a bad deal. You don't put any money down. Just sign up for financing, and you'll have a monthly bill, $200, you know, maybe $300 if you're on a really nice system. But they're very reasonable.
I would like to say, I know we only got a second left, but sometime in the very beginning of April, we're going to have mailers going out to all Frederick area, probably about 10,000 mailers. But we've got something starting in April. The mailer's going to say up to $7,200 in rebates and incentives. A lot of that $7,200 is going to come off the ticket of the purchase of the system day one. We can write it right off. And this has to do with the utility. I mean, that number sounds so big, it could sound like a scam, but a lot of this is just federally utility and manufacturer, and we're throwing some stuff in there as well, but it's real. This is probably the biggest incentive program we're going to have here in April coming up.
So just take advantage of the end of March and April. You've got the best chance to buy.
And we definitely need to get into that more next time too, because that's awesome.
We will. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Jason and Dale, Jason, we're glad to have you back. J&J Heating and Air Conditioning, they are at your service. Thank you so much, fellas, for stopping by. Appreciate it as always.
Glad to
thank
be
you,
here.
Chris.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.